When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for...
You know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky, don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points, look at the constellation, what does it show you?
The news.
So you just outlined it, Roland. What does it show you?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Honey, let me see your dumper.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Not a chance in France. But.
On WEEI.
I don't want to step on Curtis's turf, but it is miserable out there. If you haven't left yet, rain and rain all day, and then the wind this afternoon, Curtis, and maybe major power outages all across our state. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would probably get six sticks of salami in those houses.
All right. It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here in an hour at 9. Before that, though, at 8:45, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas continues. And Curtis is re-gifting lots of things that we didn't give away this year. So your chance to win all that coming up at 8:45. Courtney is back for one day from jury duty. She won't tell us why, but she has the news this morning.
I also can't wait for it to be over so I can just chat with you guys. Like, I love talking. You know, that's what I do as a living. I love gossiping. And the fact that I just have to look at you and say, can't say anything.
Can't say anything.
Very hard.
We don't know if it's a high-profile case or
what it is.
We have no idea.
Yeah. But we are going to start with a high-profile case. Luigi Mangione had a bit of an outburst while being taken into court for his extradition hearing after he was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, for the assassination of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Here's a bit of what he had to say while being taken into court.
Completely out of touch and an insult to the Celtics and the American people and lived experience.
So it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people.
Yep.
He's telling you.
Yeah.
So let me get all this straight. He has an
IQ. We need some. Is this conspiracy, Kurt?
Yes.
Okay. Shime, do you have any conspiracy related theme music for Conspiracy Kurt? Who has. Excellent. Has me obsessed with this like he is. Yes.
So a couple facts that came out, and these are all from different places, varying from the New York Times to the Washington Post to CNN, all these other places. His mom reported him missing on November 18th. He was living in Hawaii at some gamer-like confab where he...
Some weird, like, group community thing.
They call it a shime. And he had severe back issues because of an issue with his vertebrae.
Yeah.
Now, if we are to believe that this was him, despite, just ignore how different the pictures look with the security camera footage versus him.
Yeah.
He had $8,000, including $2,000 of foreign currency, the murder weapon, in his backpack with him after taking a bus, like a Greyhound, to Altoona, Pennsylvania, where he was taking his mask off while eating a hash brown, sitting in the clear sight without altering his appearance whatsoever. That, I am sorry, a guy that had a 130 IQ, was a guy that went to the University of Pennsylvania, undergrad and master's, had a job at Stanford. This is not a dumb person.
No.
And the only thing he issued a fight against in court was the money that he said was planted there.
Right.
Because if you have that amount of cash, you have a way to get out of there without having to sit next to other people.
What about the fact that he is alleged to have executed a CEO in cold blood with witnesses around, but then the police come and talk to him in a McDonald's, and he's shaking and nervous and terrified, apparently. It doesn't make any sense at all to me.
That's why my conspiracy theory is more like he's like the Joker. Like, he wanted to get caught, wanted to get caught in a specific place.
If he wanted to get caught, why doesn't he say anything in court about it? Why doesn't he, like, when he has the opportunity, why doesn't he stand up and say, I'm anti-corporate greed, I'm anti these parasites? Why doesn't he say the things that are in his manifesto when he has the chance to say it?
And what 26-year-old writes a 200-page manifesto instead of typing it?
Correct. Or putting it on his social media prior to being arrested.
So how does he get the murder weapon?
What's that?
How does he get the murder weapon then? Do you think it's planted there?
No, he 3D printed it and somebody gave it to him. But you could argue that it's not even the same, the weapon he was caught with.
Well, yeah, I saw a forensic expert on CNN and I went on a dark dive. I'm sorry. But that said that bear no relation. The weapon they found in Altoona was not the same weapon he used.
How about this, Curtis? I saw a TikTok and it said, this man has a plan. The Pennsylvania Railroad, which serves as a power card in Monopoly, has a station in Altoona. It was not random. So it's tying in where
What are you talking about?
Well, because the Monopoly money that was found in his backpack ties into Altoona, Pennsylvania. It just
What does that prove?
It doesn't prove anything. I just think that he had everything tied in together. I think that there's more dominoes to fall. That's where my conspiracy theory comes into.
What do you mean more dominoes?
I think that there's more to come from this kid, whether he had stuff set up or what. I think that he wanted to get caught. He wanted to get caught in Altoona. I think that there's more to come. Everything I'm seeing about him is that he's too smart for him to get caught in a McDonald's with all the evidence planted on him.
And you believe he did it, right?
I think that he's the one who did it,
But what about the differences in just his general appearance with the picture where he's flirting with the girl at the hostel compared to what you see? Does that look like the same person?
Oh, it does to me.
So he has 130 plus IQ, and he is smart enough to execute a CEO in cold blood in front of witnesses, but yet he's dumb enough to lower his mask to flirt with somebody at a hostel or at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
He's that dumb?
I think he wanted to get caught.
Then why was he shaking?
But you got to understand.
Why was he nervous when the police were interviewing?
Why did he flee?
You're still 26 years old.
Why did he flee if he wanted to?
If he wanted to get caught,
because he wanted to go to Altoona for some reason. I don't know.
For what? For the McDonald's?
Well, how are you brilliant enough to get out of Manhattan when the entire city, and we believe, I love the Boston police, but the New York police detectives are the top of the top. You're able to get out of that city for 2 days, escape law enforcement, and you're sitting there in a well-lit, popular McDonald's?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think he wanted to get caught. I don't know how you think that he got something planted on him, a gun and a manifesto, and he didn't know.
Well, they took him away, and they did a brain meld on him for a month before the thing. And it's no.
If you had $8,000, why would you be doing that?
Well, because you're smart, Greg, doesn't mean that you know how. Like, if you've never committed a crime before.
Correct. Never committed a crime.
But that doesn't mean people don't do it all the time.
Look at those pictures on Twitch right now.
People do it all the time.
You tell me those are the same people.
Like, people do it all the time. They don't know what to do. They're not criminals. This is something that they don't do habitually, so they don't know the ins and outs on being a criminal. So he goes to a McDonald's. He's not, just because his IQ is smart doesn't mean he knows how to be a criminal.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just, I don't know, go through the drive-thru?
Right.
Yeah, right, but that doesn't mean anything, Shime.
then nobody sees you. You don't have to worry about
Shime, it. Shime, there are plenty of people who have committed murders once in their life, and they're not criminals. Like this kid, clearly, the whole assassination attempt was basically, you could tell it was shoddy. He shot him like 4 times. Like, literally, the guy walked by him. If he was somebody that did it all the time, he would have put the gun to the back of the guy's melon.
So he just randomly figured out that this dude was going to be walking into an investor meeting that hadn't been publicly announced.
Well, that's what I would...
At 6:44 in the morning.
See, I would ask
he
those...
He just figured that out his own.
I would ask those questions.
And then he decided that he wanted to be caught, and then he's screaming that this is an injustice.
No.
It's exactly like Lee Harvey Oswald. Like, it's the exact same thing.
And IQ doesn't measure book smart. IQ measures reasoning ability and problem solving.
Yeah, but it also, but that's not, just because you have a high IQ doesn't mean you'll be able to do something criminal and be able to cover your tracks.
Well, it does show that you have the ability to reason and problem solve it at a level that most people do not.
Right, but if you're not in a criminal world, you don't know how to navigate that
world. But Wiggy, a guy who was able to evade police after shooting a guy in the open, evade police in New York and escape to Pennsylvania,
right.
Makes a dumb mistake in Pennsylvania.
If you shoot a guy and you go and you buy a bus ticket with cash and you'll end up in Pennsylvania, it's not like that's something difficult to do.
I know, but he got out of the city without a problem. He was able to escape the entire city. The city of New York City.
He had $8,000 on him. Why is he eating at McDonald's? I guess maybe he loves the food.
Maybe he does.
Monopoly and McDonald's has a connection.
He wanted the hash browns, maybe.
Well, can I give you my conspiracy theory?
Yes, please.
That whoever actually murdered the CEO knew this kid was troubled and had some issues. It's the fall guy.
Yeah.
Set him up.
And that person or that individual or that organization wanted the CEO dead for some reason.
And look at that unibrow. That is so clear.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you must not have body hair because that grows quick.
No. Difference. She's talking about the difference between. You think that unibrow grew in 2 days?
Yeah.
From the shoe? I don't think so.
I mean, it's not that much. It's a little shading.
I mean, it's a completely different.
We're going to find out the actual evil person's name is Waluigi.
Yeah, I don't know. It's suspect. The whole thing. I agree with conspiracy, Kurt.
And why would you leave a bag that doesn't have the murder weapon in it? Why would you carry the murder weapon with you if you got rid of everything in Central Park? That doesn't make any sense.
No. This is Dean from Fall River. Hello, Dean.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Do you guys remember the rich millionaire guy who murdered like 5 people and then he dressed up as a woman in Texas?
Was that day trader shot. Mike?
No, it might have been. I don't know. I don't know what day trader Mike does on his own.
There was a HBO documentary about him, which was great.
And he got caught. He got caught shoplifting with $25,000 in his pocket. And they were like, what is this guy doing? And people just do weird things. Like, this kid obviously probably thought about this for a long time. And then he came up with this plot to do it. And then after he did it, he didn't know what he was doing. He was just like, thought his life went on normally. And, you know, people do strange things. You know, obviously, if you murder somebody, you're not right in the head.
Somebody who has 130 plus IQ, who's never committed a crime before in their life, who's from a super wealthy family, decides suddenly to murder somebody, and then they're not smart enough to get rid of the murder weapon. They're carrying it around when they already dumped the backpack in New York with other stuff.
Sleuth Coco Cox said it.
Yep.
He wanted to get caught.
Well, why did he want to get caught 5 days later in Altoona, Pennsylvania?
And he would have made a show out of it.
Why didn't he want to get caught in New York City when he could release his manifesto and talk about why he did it and all that stuff?
I think we're going to find that out. I think there's something to do with Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Well, Courtney, I don't think
we're talking about aliens today and me saying that there could be a guy who's like has a manifesto and had something all planned out is crazy.
I get some of the stuff you're saying. I don't think that he necessarily wanted to get caught. I think he just got sloppy. This is probably the first time he did something like that. And like the caller said, you do something like that, you're not thinking. You're just I get it. He has a high IQ, but it's a different world. And now he's like, well, wait a second. Let me keep the gun, because if I got the gun, then the cops can't find the gun. Let me see if I can get the hell out of New York. And I jump on a Greyhound. I pay cash. I'm hungry. Let me go into McDonald's. Like, I think that he just got sloppy because this is something that he's never done before.
So you think there's somebody out there who's still dangerous involved in this?
No, I think that there's some sort of an organization that wanted this guy dead, and they made this guy the patsy. It happens all the time.
Oh, so you think this guy actually did the murder then?
No, I think they made him the patsy for it. I think a professional hitman did the hit, or some sort of dark, deep dark organization that exists in this country did it, and they made him the patsy.
And they're just framing this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unprecedented. I mean, I you know.
I'm not saying it is.
There's a lot of people who think it happened to a sitting president of the United States of America in the 1960s.
Right, and I'm not saying that that's not a possible thing. There are a lot of things that I think there's got to be an inside job in the sense that how the hell did the kid know to be right there at that specific time,
correct,
where he was staying, unless he's following him all day long.
I always would just lean towards who stands to gain the most when there is a crime of this sort. And this kid is gaining nothing. I mean, he'll be either given the death penalty or be in jail the rest of his life. And there was a lot of things about to come out when it comes to insider trading, deals made, where Brian Thompson was going to be testifying, potentially making a deal to expose what others did. And that is all out there. It's not, you know, you can find it yourself. And the fact that this guy so calmly, so methodically murders someone when we believe he's never committed a crime up until this point is just, to me, a bridge too far.
And he just so happens to be very interested in Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Right.
Happens to be obsessed with him.
And that's immediately what we've... And also, what you find out first about anything is always what they want you to know. There is never a second chance for a first impression when it comes to meeting people and when it comes to a news story, because we all met him through that lens.
So was the burner phone him talking to the organization that wanted him to shoot Brian Thompson?
What burner phone?
He was found with a burner phone on him.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I mean,
burner phone.
Yeah, you can just buy a burner phone.
Well, I know, but if he was disconnected from his family, who was he talking to on the burner phone?
His
friends? I don't know. He doesn't want to talk to his family.
Nobody knew where he was. Well, there was a missing person out for him.
So, Curtis,
maybe they gave it to him. Go watch the Bourne movie. He'll get on my side.
I know you're on a jury, but I don't know if you want to be playing in this conspiracy game. It requires a lot of deep diving, like Curtis did.
You sound like the Twitchers right now. Anyone who thinks me being on a jury has made me this way is clearly new here.
So, Curtis,
this is all I do. I listen to true crime 24/7.
You think there was higher ups, like a bigger, you know.
Just that, like with Lee Harvey, but in a different case.
That paid him to do it?
Brainwashed him.
Right.
Brainwashed him.
You know, they said, your back problems, you're a smart guy. I mean, he had all the things that you would want. He was desperate. To me, the number one story would be, outside of the weapon, would be that his family reported him as missing on November 18th, yet that hasn't been reported at all. It was in, like, a story that I saw last night in the New York Times. That is a huge story.
But then maybe that's part into the Courtney's thing, where maybe he just went rogue and he was failing a whole bunch of, like, he was failing a certain way about this whole United Healthcare guy and all the wrongs that they were doing, and said, you know what?
That was gaming in Hawaii.
Listen.
As disconnected from the world as humanly possible.
Right.
All of a sudden found out the moves and the placement of the CEO of United Healthcare. And was so enraged about something that he, for the first time, got a gun, stalked outside the exact door he was going to be leaving, and murdered him.
Well, maybe it was over a few months where he plotted this. So, yeah, maybe that's kind of part of it. I mean,
but
it's not like
according
he did
to his postings, he never posted anything on his Reddit stuff or anything that had anything to do with United Healthcare.
Why did he choose this guy out of everybody that he could have chosen in the whole entire world?
Yeah.
Right, very weird.
Yeah, it is weird why he chose this guy, but it's weird why people do criminal things, and you're starting to wonder, does this kid feel like he's some type of hero taking out a guy that he feels is evil because of the unjust things healthcare's doing?
Yeah, I think if he thought he was a hero for the people, that he would be telling you that. Like, I think he would be standing up there and telling you, read my manifesto. I have saved the world from the evils of capitalism.
Guy that would be that would want to be deemed a hero would be far more gregarious. Like, he would be far more outgoing. He would be far more. He would want to flaunt it. Like,
well,
it's
if he does that?
Did you hear him getting taken into the court? He was pretty flaunting.
Right, and he's going to talk now. So let's see what he says now. Like, let's see if he's flaunting and being like, yeah, I killed this guy. I'm proud of what I've done.
Uh-huh. If he suddenly disappears in prison, will that change your mind?
Well, yeah, if that's
what happened to Lee Harvey Oswald.
If that's something that happens.
He was shot in the police station.
Yeah, that would definitely change my mind.
A CIA operative, Jack Ruby.
But then I would think, if it is somebody that high, why not really hire a real professional to clean it up and now it's done with?
Well, so that's my thing. Like, I think they did, and this kid didn't actually commit
right.
the murder.
That's exactly what they did. They did that, and they're blaming this kid for it. He's a patsy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, we have no idea.
We don't. We just speculate.
No. Yeah. Total conspiracy.
Conspiracies all over
why
the place.
Not? All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
But we will get to the rest of the news coming
Can
up.
Can I just credit E from Brockton because he has the Twitch of the Year? Wiggy, you haven't committed a crime a day in your life, and you're talking like a Criminal Minds expert.
I've never committed a crime.
You're talking about how this guy never committed a crime, and you're lecturing him.
I've never committed a crime, but I've been around enough people to know how sometimes crime might work. You don't have to commit crimes to know how crime works. If you're around enough people, people do crazy things. The guy who killed his wife never committed a crime. So then you're Googling stuff. Like, we see this all the time. So you don't have to be around. You don't have to commit crimes to know how, like, sometimes criminals might think, especially if you know enough criminals. I mean, that's, like, common sense, Ian Brockton. Like, if you know criminals, you know how some of them think. And if you grew up in Brockton, you probably know a few. So it's not that difficult to be like,
straight,
it's true.
I grew up around a lot of white collar crime.
So, I mean, you would know how they think. Like, stop
right.
it.
Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins fell to the Jets 8-1. Winnipeg came alive in the third period with 5 goals. Pasta had the only goal for the Bees in the second, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal with 27 saves in the loss. The Bruins now on the road. They have the Kraken in Seattle tomorrow, the same night the Celtics have the Pistons at home. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 47 degrees, rain all day, windy, high wind warning out there. Be careful.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis, you're not alone. Conspiracy Nink checking in on the personal text number with about 10 different theories on Luigi Mangione. So
I love Nink's Nink
theories.
he's talking about how they could use facial recognition to make a list of people in the United States whose appearance is most similar to the actual shooter that they're going to use, and then set the weirdest among them up as the person that they're going to frame.
I mean, so, do we all agree that Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill JFK?
I think so. I don't know that we'll ever know. Maybe someday it'll be released, but I think so.
Okay, so if the government is able and willing to murder the sitting president of the United States in cold blood in the middle of the day in a major city, there is quite literally nothing that they, quote-unquote, wouldn't do.
Oh, I do not go down this path.
Correct. But,
my anxiety, I just, like, I can't.
Why are you
Well,
just full
because
of anxiety?
If I can't, I can't trust anything in the world.
Well, see, yeah, I think that's why you're younger and you haven't seen as much, and so you think that the, you know, most everything that people do has good intent.
Right.
And so I think that's the, I think that might be the issue here. But all right, we should get to the rest of the news. We're being accused of being tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists around here, Curtis.
Yep.
Wait till they hear what we say about the drones. Is it a drone? Are we going to talk about the drones?
Yeah, that's up next. We've already talked about it, but drones have been spotted all over New Jersey, and it seems like no one knows, not even our government, what the hell is going on. We can hear from the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, on what's going on in New Jersey.
The most important point to say is we don't see any concern for public safety. That's number one. Number two, having said that, it's really frustrating that we don't have more answers as to where they're coming from and why they're doing what they're doing. We had last night 49 sightings. Now those include, I think I saw one, so we think these are overstated, but it's a non-zero number. I was on with the White House and Homeland Security leadership literally at the very top yesterday. These are apparently very sophisticated. The minute you get eyes on them, they go dark. We're obviously most concerned about sensitive targets and sensitive critical infrastructure. So we've got military assets, we've got utility assets, we've got the president-elect's one of his homes here. This is something we're taking deadly seriously.
Mm. I mean, shoot him down. I'm with you. Shoot him down.
Yeah, but Greg was spot on when he said when you can see them, then they go dark.
Yeah.
So
they can't shoot them down?
I mean, there's not many explanations for them. They're either space aliens that have finally decided to make themselves known to us, or it is some foreign entity that is trying to scope out what we're doing or what's going on around here, or I guess it could be some sort of an out-of-control drone club or something.
A drone community?
Yeah. A bunch of dudes in somebody's basement.
I could see Shime in a drone club.
I could.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. I could be into that.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's like the son of Jor-El, and they're just like, you know, saying, hey, we need to come here and help the world. And, you know, they drop Superman in our lap.
Yeah. It's a little bit terrifying. But again, maybe they come in peace. All right, what's next?
Joe Burrow's house was burglarized while he was away from Monday Night Football this week. The call came in around 9:14 p.m. from a woman who said her daughter was staying at the home. So when police arrived, they found a 22-year-old woman. She said she was employed by Burrow. And when she arrived at the house, she saw a shattered bedroom window and the room ransacked. Now, it has been confirmed since that the 22-year-old is SI swimsuit model Olivia Ponton.
Oh, if there she is. On the Twitch chat right now. Very lovely looking lady.
Stunning.
What does she do for Joe Burrow? Is she his personal assistant, or keeps track of his outlook, or is she a house cleaner? Or
maybe
like
she was going to feed the dogs.
Okay.
I think she's the running game coordinator.
He has a longtime girlfriend. I think he's had a girlfriend since college.
But they have been on and off recent, I believe. We can hear part of the 911 call from Olivia's mom.
Yes, someone is trying to break into the house right now. My daughter is there. This is Joe Burrow's house. She is staying there. He's at the football game. She's wondering what she should do, if she should be hiding or if she should be going outside.
Well, the first thing we would tell her is to get dressed. And then whatever.
Put some clothes on.
Okay. All right. Unfortunate situation there, probably for Joe, for several reasons.
But he wasn't there that night.
But they sent out the warning. Like they warned all these NFL guys
they did,
that these robberies are happening while you're playing on national television.
Fly some drones over their cribs.
How do they not have better security systems?
They're
literally like good, multimillionaires.
Yeah, he's probably pretty good. He's probably got it looks like it's a gated, like, house, you know, behind a gate. Somebody probably just jumped the wall and broke a window.
35-year-old Michael Lee Murray bought a Subaru from Tim Dahl Mazda Southtown car dealership in Sandy, Utah for $4,000 on Monday. Good deal. It was a used car, and Murray quickly felt like the car was a lemon. So he went back to the dealership.
Sorry, was it sold as is?
Sold as is.
Oh, boy. Sorry, it's as is.
And could not be returned.
Damn.
So what did Murray do? He got back into the car and rammed it through the front of the dealership. The video is nuts.
Classic.
He gets out of the car. He's screaming profanities.
I don't want to say this in a mean way, but when he got out of the car, he looked exactly as I had envisioned him.
And he's lucky nobody was injured.
Right.
But, of course, he was arrested, charged with criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, and economic interruption.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We have some French fry rage that led to violence in the news. A mom in California sent her kids back into the fast food restaurant after she realized that the French fries she had ordered were not included in the meal. It was not put in the bag.
What restaurant was
they're
it?
Not releasing.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
Just a fast food chain restaurant. So she sends her kids back into the place to ask for the French fries. The workers then tell the kids, have your mom come in with the receipt. Mom comes in with a Marc Jacobs bag and starts harassing these employees, saying that she's going to shoot them all. Jeez. And has a gun in said Marc Jacobs bag.
Oh, she's carrying that weapon in the Marc Jacobs. Is that an expensive bag, Courtney? You would know better than anybody else.
It's, I would say that? Probably ranges like $400.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a nice.
No, it's
she got the $400 bag, but she's worried about the $2.99 for the fries or whatever.
Correct.
I mean, it is frustrating, certainly, if you had it, you ordered it and it's not in the bag.
Right. Can I tell you where that doesn't happen? Chick-fil-A.
No, it does not. You are absolutely correct about that. And this woman did not suffer the worst fate, which is getting the order home.
Right.
And then realizing that something is not in the order.
That is
criminal.
Oh.
But if you ordered it, then bring the receipt back in and say, I ordered it.
Yeah, but who holds on to receipts anymore?
That's true.
Well, you just ordered. You just got it.
Sometimes you can hit on the thing. You know, they ask you, do you want a receipt? You say no.
No, yeah. I like to go green.
The craziest part about this, it's probably the saddest, is when the police showed up, her 9-year-old child had the bag in possession, so they had to take it from the 9-year-old. Of course, she was arrested.
Yeah. Oof. Something stinks about this. I think she's a Patsy Curtis.
I do, too. Yes. I bet you it's Mark Jacobs' uncle.
That's a 3D 380 gun right there. It's not even hers.
Leominster High is considering allowing athletes to refuse to play against the opposite sex. It's a new policy that was brought up in the last school committee meeting earlier this month. It centers around student-athletes or coaches of single-sex teams not being penalized by the district for forfeiting or refusing to play in a game against an opposing team because they include a member of the opposite sex.
Huh. So what do? They decide not to play, but they don't end up with a forfeit on the record.
Correct. That would be correct.
Probably a good way to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah. Some students upset with this. Uh-huh. We can hear from senior at Leominster High, Ren Patel, on BZ.
I believe it's unfair because it gives people the opportunity to, in a sense, discriminate based on someone else's sex. I think it's dangerous to have a policy like this in place. It very clearly targets transgender people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. Listen, we talked a lot about this when it came to field hockey in the playoffs last year and that girl who was injured.
Right. It's just genetics, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just the way it is. Like, no teenage boy can go play on a girl's basketball team because genetically, just at that age, when you're talking about teenagers,
you have an advantage.
Yeah, it's just just the way genetics works.
Yeah, okay.
This is a wild story. $197 million jackpot winner. Now, I'm going to try with the name. Faramarz Lahijani is now claiming he bought a second unclaimed winning ticket. So, back in December 2023, two tickets were sold at a gas station in Encino, California, with a $395 million jackpot. Months went by, nobody claimed the tickets.
Right.
Until June, when Faramarz submitted one of the tickets, taking home $197.5 million.
Wow. Okay.
One day before the deadline, so the last day to be able to claim a ticket, he then sued California, saying he is entitled to the full jackpot because he bought both tickets but he lost the second one.
Mm.
He says he bought two tickets and he uses the same numbers for 30 years. So he knows that that second winning ticket is his.
Yeah, but he has to show it
correct?
To prove it.
No ticket, no $197
million.
Correct.
You also already got $197
right.
million.
Correct.
What is going on?
Yeah, I got to have a ticket.
And I'm sorry, if you were buying two tickets, wouldn't the better chance of you winning is doing two tickets, two different numbers?
Yeah, I don't know enough about that. People always go.
But
like,
he likes his numbers.
Right. The odds are ridiculous in either case.
But he likes his numbers. Maybe there's something that, you know, like they all, you know, are like significant numbers, their birthdays or whatever. So some people play the same numbers.
I would like to just offer an observation. I'm not, it's nothing personal about anything. But Courtney's tone and tenor today suggests she believes the person she's evaluating is guilty.
I agree with you. She seems to be rushing to judgment
very
left
quickly.
And right, which is alarming when she's on a jury.
I don't know who the foreman is,
She's only served one day, and she is some kind of a legal eagle expert.
Everybody's getting locked up.
I don't know enough yet.
I'm concerned.
And I don't know if I'm going against a person, a company. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and then finally, we now know what the most popular current plastics surgery procedure in the U.S. is.
That is correct, Greg.
And it's somewhat shocking.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I could see this trend coming a mile away.
Okay.
It is designer nipple fillers.
Oh,
wow.
So
what is that?
Well, if you remember, Kim Kardashian came out with a Skims bra that had nipples, erect nipples, built into the bra, so when you put on a t-shirt, your boobs were perky, but also erect nipples the entire time.
Right.
So it's the trend right now.
Yeah, we call that a Greg.
So it's minimally invasive. They're using the same hyaluronic acid that I get put in my lips, or people get put in their cheeks or whatever.
It's $5,000?
$5,000.
And so you get your nipples extended.
You get your nipples plumped up so they never go down.
Okay.
You would not have a problem because your nipples are always...
Right. They're always erect.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
All right.
But I'm looking at this and they're saying it's because the trend for women is to wear clothing that reveals their boobs.
Correct.
And so they want to make sure that their nipples, when revealed, are always erect.
Well, because it doesn't look as good if you're in a little like t-shirt and your nipples are not erect and it's just your boob. With the erect part is what really draws the attention. So
I would say so.
It's like the DP2000.
The what?
The DP2000 underwear that I got Curtis. Did I get you those, Curtis?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Big schlong.
Yeah. So you wear the underwear and it has the DP print on it.
But this is different. This is not wearing the bra. This is actually getting the enhancement of the nipple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So this is like getting the Johnson.
It's not false advertising.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
Well, it does dissolve, so you would have to keep up with this.
Right.
Usually once a year.
If you were going to do this for men, it would be that your penis was always erect. That would be the procedure that men would do.
Oh, bigger, which they do now. I think
not
that's...
bigger, but it would always be erect.
It would make it a bit plumper. Oh. I think you would actually get a little bit more girth.
Yeah.
Than
because they actually have it now where you can get Botox to your junk.
Botox.
That would really
hurt.
But it makes it plumper.
All right.
Fuller.
Is that the news? thank God. All right. We will be right back with the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Well done, Sean. Who is that?
I believe Boston's own Fountains of Wayne.
Wow. Never heard it before, and I like it. And ties in a couple of topics this morning. So well done. If you are caller number 9 right now, on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will be regifted a bunch of items that we did not give away this year here at Odyssey Boston. Our very own Grinch, Chris Curtis, has scoured the prize closets here and assembled an array of gifts for you. You can keep them or you can regift them, whatever you choose. In this case, I think especially today, I would keep them.
Well, to be candid, I think I'm going to take all these because the real gift for the listener is that I just signed my contract. So,
Everybody
gets to hear me. There huge fans everywhere for 2 more years.
How long? 2 years?
Well, it's effective in January.
So all right.
2027.
There you go, big dog.
2 years.
Yep.
There were some. I think X-Bear in the Twitch chat earlier was suggesting that I let you talk too much on this program.
Well, I actually just got, we got an email from Ken saying that at this point of the fall book, we're just under a 15 chair at 14.8 through 10 weeks. So
14.8?
Which would be the highest ever in the morning, if that were to remain at WEEI.
Ever?
Yeah.
Since the, I believe since the radio station went to the FM dial in 2011 or whatever it was, correct?
I mean,
or is it ever in history?
I mean, I don't want to speak out of turn.
That would be quite an accomplishment.
It's the dawn of time.
Yeah, a lot of people used to write like seventh place in there. Like they don't really do it.
Yeah, no, that would be
weird.
That would be an extraordinary accomplishment.
But I'm just grateful for the audience and for you, Greg, Courtney, Shime, and Wiggy.
Congrats, mate.
We are delighted to
and
have
Jackson.
You.
Without Jackson, none of this is possible.
Some people were suggesting earlier I let Wiggy talk too much. I don't know why. Like, should I limit it by words or what?
Like, I feel like it's a talk show and people who you're supposed to talk.
I mean, isn't that what the whole thing is?
It's awkward when you don't talk. Right. I mean, at least, but what the hell do I know?
Yeah.
I haven't got through Radio 101, the full book yet.
No. This is our winner, Bill from Canton. Bill, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. Merry Christmas to all you guys.
And Courtney.
We have for you some gifts that Curtis is ready to re-gift. And Curtis, where are you starting this morning?
I'm going to tell you right now that this is the best set of gifts we have to this point.
Oh, wow.
We're going to kick it off with a $100 gift card to the 110 Grill. If you haven't been, Bill, it's excellent. And I strongly recommend them. And they're all over. So if you want to have a nice little dinner out with the family, take out some colleagues and treat, that's your first gift of the day here, Bill. So congratulations.
I would highly recommend. I think Courtney would join me. The creamy tomato soup and grilled cheese combination that they offer.
It's unbelievable. It is a perfect meal.
Send them anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
All right. Well, that would usually suffice. I mean, in AAF, that's basically where they stopped. But here at EEI, woo, you got more.
Another one.
Thank you, DJ Khaled. I have two tickets to see the Super Bowl halftime show at Gillette Stadium. That is Kendrick Lamar on May 12th.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's good.
That's a big
one. That's a good one.
I would guess that you would be trying to go to that one.
That's a good show. I would definitely go to see K-Dot.
Okay. All right. That's good. Is that it?
No, we have more.
Another one.
I mean, to be honest, this is already too much, but Bill seems like a nice gentleman. So I also have a concert that I will be going to. Two tickets to the Goo Goo Dolls at Leader Bank Pavilion in the Seaport. Greg said he would meet you for a drink or two on July 29th.
I will go to that as well, Curtis.
Can we get an Iris rejoin?
Yes. We can do that coming up next.
Excellent
before we talk
song.
To Mego. 100%.
It's right in your feels where you bleed just to know you're alive. And we're gonna finish up with one more, Bill. And
another one.
This is one that I would probably. Do you have a safe in your home?
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect.
Wait, so, is this an autographed Max Fried baseball or what? Are you? Do you have
that, out of our budget?
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
What we have here is I'd make room, move the jewels over, Bill. I have an autographed football by one of the truly remarkable people, somebody that got a football team to the playoffs. Hmm. He headquartered he was the leader of the last winning team with the Patriots with your name on it, Bill. Well, not really. Mac Jones autographed football.
Oh, yeah. My Lord.
Hello.
I can't believe it.
That's a haul.
What an item.
So you have two tickets to see Kendrick Lamar at Gillette Stadium, two tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls at Leader Bank Pavilion, $100 to the great 110 Grill, and a Mac Jones autographed football from the Grinch.
Oh, thanks so much.
Bill, thank you. Merry Christmas. We appreciate you listening. Hang on. We'll get everything out to you, and then you can give the Mac Jones football to somebody that you don't like.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And the 12 days of Chris Curtismas brought to you by 110 Grill. Modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. It's a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will be with us next.